May the gifts of hope, peace, love, and joy be yours this day from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate the birth of Jesus, the day the Word became flesh. Jesus came down from heaven and took on our flesh and blood to be a human being, as human beings were meant to be. Hebrews 1:3 tells us more. It says, He is the radiance of God and the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power. Did you hear that correctly? He upholds not just the world. He upholds the universe by the word of His power. We are talking about Jesus here. And the one thing we must be sure about is this, that this is no ordinary man. John says so in the gospel we read, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then in verse 14, John tells the greatest story of the ages. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And it is through this Word that became flesh that God created the world and redeemed us. When God speaks, things are made. When God speaks, things happen. And this same Word has both been creative and redemptive throughout history. The first two verses of Hebrews tell us, long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed the heir of all things, through whom also He created the world. Now we have to be careful about something. Satan, hate to mention him on this day, Satan delights in confusing people. There are many groups in this world, probably well-meaning, who talk about Jesus and say nice things about Jesus, but who don't believe all the Holy Scriptures say about Jesus. They may say that God sent Him. They may say He had a special mission, that He's a wonderful teacher. Some may even say, yes, I believed He died on the cross. But if you pin them down, you will find that they stop short of saying that Jesus is God. Many of these groups even claim to be Christian, but they deny one of the basic teachings about Jesus in the Holy Scriptures. And I can name you, I won't because I don't like to name groups from the pulpit. I can name you at least three religious groups in buildings within 5 miles of this church who deny that Jesus is God. There is an abundance of evidence in the Holy Scriptures that Jesus is both God and man. And we dare not let anyone confuse us about that. We read several proofs in our scriptures readings today. Let's summarize them. One, He was in the beginning with God. Two, the Word was God, and then later on, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Three, in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, some more words, through whom also He created the world. Four, He is the radiance of God, and the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power. Add to that the words of Jesus Himself, who said, He who has seen Me has seen the Father. And you should have no room for doubt. Even men and angels worshipped Him, and no one should be worshipped except God. The Word became flesh to redeem by His Word what He had created by His Word. When God speaks, things happen. Jesus said of His words, "The words I've spoken to you are spirit and are life." For whatever reason, in His wisdom, God simply decided that the way He was going to do things was through words. That's the way He set up the world to work. Through speaking words. In Genesis, He spoke and said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. Day after day He spoke, and day after day He created. That's His way of getting things done. And then, for thousands of years, God spoke to His creation through His prophets. But what they said or had written were God's words, not the words of man. And the Apostle Peter reinforces this understanding when he writes in 2 Peter, "No prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." God saw to it that His words were written down and preserved so that we might have guidance through our lives and be aware of how He has provided salvation for us. And then the time came when Jesus Christ took on flesh and entered in a visible way into human history. That's what we are celebrating today, right? And God spoke through those days by His Son. Jesus Himself said something really interesting about His words. He said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but My word will never pass away." And because of their importance, His words have been preserved for us also. The Apostle John writes, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name. And hopefully you know the rest of the story. Jesus fulfilled so many prophecies written about a Messiah who was to come that were recorded in the Old Testament. His disciples testified that He was without sin. And this is important because He lived a perfect life in our stead. He died on the cross. And His sacrifice was accepted by God the Father as a payment for our sins. And as He in the Holy Scriptures predicted, He was raised from the dead on the third day. And 40 days later, He ascended into heaven, leaving many witnesses in His stead. And our reading from Hebrews tells us this: after making purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name He inherited is more excellent than theirs. And Jesus said, and the Holy Scriptures record, that He is coming again on that great day of the Lord. And that will bring about the final separation of the believers and the non-believers. And our Lord will set all things right again. And God is still speaking to us today. Through His church, through His priesthood of believers, pastors are called and ordained to speak about Jesus. Christians are called to speak the Christmas message to family and friends and anyone else who will listen. And the amazing thing is, God's Word is still living and active. It is still changing hearts and minds and guiding people. I always pray about my messages. And as I was preparing this message, I was just led to get on the internet and click into some of the churches some of my former pastors that are at. And one of my former pastors, is in the Christmas newsletter, shared this true story. A young businessman was rushed to the hospital in serious condition, where the doctors told him he might not survive. He was not a religious man. But prior to his accident, he had had the radio on and the song, quote, "God will take care of you," unquote, played on his radio. And as he laid in the hospital, this came to his mind. And he was not in the custom of praying, but he said a prayer. And suddenly he had an unexplainable feeling of hope. It was a Sunday morning, not quite Christmas, but close to Christmas Day. And down the hall, he could hear singing. It was a group of nurses singing at a chapel service in the hospital. And he struggled mightily to get out of bed, practically fell into his wheelchair, and wheeled himself down the hall and into that room. And there he heard the message of Jesus Christ for the first time ever. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, He understood it and believed it. He eventually recovered from his injuries and remained faithful to the Lord the rest of his life. You may wonder what his name was. Many of you have seen it, especially if you have shopped in Menor at the Great Lakes Mall, where you can see the name of J. C. Penney above one of his stores. So today, we rightfully celebrate the greatest gift a person can have, as Pastor Mark told the kids last night, the greatest gift, Jesus Christ. And we remember that God desires us to speak the good news to others so that they might receive this fantastic gift also. Merry Christmas. Amen.